Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we summarized a study where the authors found that athletes who reported a history of concussion had vestibular and oculomotor dysfunction, as well as an impaired ability to perceive or visualize a stimulus and respond to it when compared to athletes with no concussion history. In the second post, we highlighted the American Medical Society for Sports Medicine updated position statement on bloodborne pathogens in the context of sport participation. If we take a closer look at that first post, we find that the authors evaluated differences in perception-action coupling behaviors, which involves correctly perceiving an event and acting accordingly. This was compared between 22 participants with a previous concussion and 24 without a history of concussion. All participants with a history of concussion were cleared to play and reported about 3 prior concussions. All of the participants completed a variety of assessments, including a perceived action coupling task and the vestibular ocular motor screening. The perception action coupling task required a participant to use an electronic tablet to pair virtual balls into virtual holes quickly and accurately over 15 minutes. The test measured visual perception and movement required to achieve an action. This included reaction time and movement time. Not surprisingly, athletes with a history of concussion reported more signs and symptoms following 3 parts of the visual oculomotor screening. This included saccadic eye movement, gaze stabilization head movements, and visual motion sensitivity. Additionally, concussion history group's perception action coupling task reaction time, movement time, and response time were slower compared to their peers. However, there were no differences between groups in impact scores. The authors of this study found that even after an athlete is fully returned to play, they likely experience deficits in how they perceive things and respond to those stimuli. Athletes that reported a previous concussion performed slower on the perception-action coupling task than their peers. This delay could be exacerbated during on-field situations when there are other distractions. The delayed perception and action could increase the risk of injury. Additionally, athletes reported increased symptoms following the visual ocular motor screening. Now, it's difficult to determine without a baseline assessment if these scores were present before the sports-related concussion or if they are a result of the concussion. Further prospective studies will be needed to validate these findings and to clarify that question. Currently, medical professionals should incorporate multiple concussion assessments, such as the visual ocular motor screening and a functional return to play protocol, to ensure athletes have the aerobic capacity, coordination, and sport-specific skill level to safely return to play. It may also be helpful for clinicians to include a measure or task to assess how an athlete perceives visual stimuli and reacts to those stimuli. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was a Reddit discussion about recommended sports medicine podcasts. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CUs, then please check out our 7 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. This now includes our newest edition on concussions. We'll have links to our summaries and the courses and the Reddit discussion on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.